Welcome back. In this beginner Ableton Live lesson, we're doing one of the most classic drum and bass tricks ever, the break stop. You know that moment in Jungle or DNB where the drums just slam to a halt but the track doesn't feel empty because the space keeps moving. You still hear the room, the echo, maybe a little noise or impact, and then the drums punch back in even harder. That space keeps moving part is the whole secret today. We're going to set up clean returns so the dry drums can cut instantly, while your reverb and delay tails keep ringing in a controlled, mix-ready way. Alright, let's build it step by step. First, session prep. Set your tempo to somewhere in that DNB zone, 172 to 175 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Now get a basic drum loop going. Easiest path. Drop in a break on an audio track. Amen. Think. Anything chopped or straight will work. If you want it to feel more modern, layer a kick and snare under it, but keep it simple. The goal is a rolling groove so the stop feels dramatic. Now we do the most important routing move, the drum group. Select every drum-related track, your break, your kick, your snare, hats, tops, whatever you're using. Group them with CMD or Control G, and rename that group Drum Bus. This is huge because now we can kill the entire drum world with one automation move, without touching your bass, pads, vocals, anything else. The stop will feel intentional, not like the whole track got muted. Next, the clean return effects. This is where the energy lives after the drums disappear. We're making two return tracks. One is a dark reverb, and the other is a dubby tempo sync delay. Create return A and name it dark verb. On dark verb, drop hybrid reverb. Keep it in reverb mode. Either algorithmic or convolution is fine. Set the decay around 1.2 to 2 seconds. We're not going for a giant cinematic wash. Think warehouse air, dense and moody. Add a little pre-delay. Around 10 to 25 milliseconds. That pre-delay is a cheat code because it lets the transient pop first, then the reverb shows up right after. Your drums stay punchy even with sends. Then make it darker, set the high cut somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz, and absolutely cut the low end. Low cut around 150 to 250 Hz. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8. High pass around 180 Hz. If it sounds boxy or cloudy, gently dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Don't overdo it. You're just carving out that cardboard zone. Then add glue compressor after the EQ. Attack around 3 ms. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're seeing maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the reverb hits. What this does is it tightens the tail and makes the return feel like one controlled thing, not a messy splash. Cool. Return A is your dark space. Now return B. Create return B and name it dub delay. Drop Ableton Echo on it. Turn sync on. Set the delay time to 1/8 or 1/4. If you want that fast, rolling jungle chatter, pick 1/8. If you want a bigger call and response feel, go 1/4. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. We want repeats, not an infinite spiral that hijacks the mix. Now filter it. This is a big DNB move. Inside Echo, make it kind of bandpassy. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz and high cut around 3 to 6 kHz. The delay should sit behind the drums, not compete with your hats and snare crack. Add just a touch of reverb inside Echo, like 5 to 15%. Tiny. It's more like glue than reverb. After Echo, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And turn soft clip on. This keeps the delay present and gritty even at lower levels, and it prevents sudden spikes when you do a big throw. Optional but really useful. Put utility at the end and slightly control width. You can keep it around 80 to 100%. If you're going for club-ready focus, don't let the return get wildly wide. Alright, now we send drums to the returns. On your break track, start with send it to the reverb somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Keep it subtle at first. You're building a controlled environment, not washing out your groove. For send B, the delay, start very low, even minus infinity, because in DNB we often use delay as a throw, it's off most of the time, and then you punch it up for one moment. Quick coach note here about pre and post sends. Most of the time, keep your sends set to post. That means the send follows the track level naturally, and right up until the cut. You're feeding the return exactly what you're hearing. That tends to feel musical, but there's one special trick. If you set a send to pre on just the break track, you can pull the break fader down earlier while still feeding the reverb or delay. It's like a ghost tail that you can build quietly for tension. That's optional for today, but it's a powerful idea. Now we build the actual break stop. The beginner clean method is simply automating the drum bus volume. On the drum bus group, Hit it to show automation. Choose track volume. Pick a stop point. A classic placement is right at the end of bar 4, before bar 5 comes in. Draw a sharp drop from 0 dB down to minus infinity exactly on the beat where you want the stop. Then bring it back at bar 5 with a very tight ramp, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. Why a tiny ramp? Because perfectly vertical drops can click sometimes. If you hear a click, don't ruin the whole effect by making it slow. Just give it a micro fade. 1 to 5 milliseconds is usually enough to remove the click while still sounding like a hard stop. And here's the magic. Even though the dry drums are dead silent, the return tracks keep playing their tails because returns are independent. Now let's make the stop feel intentional. Because a stop that's just silence can feel like a mistake. We want it to feel like a moment. Option A, the reverb bloom, right before the stop, like in the last eighth note or last quarter note of bar 4. Automate the breaks and A up. Think of it like you're throwing the drums into the room right before you cut them. So you might go from minus 12 dB up to minus 3 dB briefly, then back down after the stop. The exact numbers depend on your track, so use your ears, but the motion is the point. A quick push into reverb, then the dry cut. The result is the room swallows the break. That's that classic jungle drama. Option B, the delay throw. Same idea, but with send B. Right before the stop, automate the delay send up just for a moment, then drop it back down. Then do your drum bus volume cut. Now instead of a wash, you get rhythmic echoes that keep the groove implied even though the drums are gone. This is especially sick if your delay is filtered and slightly saturated, because it sounds intentional and musical, not like random repeats. Now we clean the returns so they don't run away. This is where beginners usually get wrecked. You do a big send boost into the stop, and suddenly your return spikes, or the tail rings too long, or low end builds up and your drop feels weak. So do a simple return tamer setup on each return. You already have EQ on the reverb return, which is great. If you want extra control, add a gate after the effects. Set it lightly so it closes after the tail naturally fades. Use a release around 150 to 350 milliseconds so it doesn't chop. It should feel like a clean ending, not like someone turned off the speaker. Then put a limiter at the very end of each return, sealing at minus 1 dB. That's just safety, especially if you're learning and your automation gets spicy. Another coach move, keep return levels predictable with quick gain staging. Loop the loudest moment right before your stop. When you do the send bloom or throw, watch the return meters. Aim for the return peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Then set the return fader so it sits in the mix without you constantly compensating. This way, when you automate sends, you get consistent results instead of random surprises. Now let's talk arrangement, because placement matters in DDNB. Stops hit hardest at phrase boundaries. The super common ones are bar 4 into bar 5, bar 8 into a new phrase, or the end of 16 bars into a bigger section change. For a beginner template, do this. Bars 1 to 4 rolling drums. At the end of bar 4, do a reverb bloom and a stop. Bar 5, drums come back and tight. Then at bar 8, do a delay throw and a stop, maybe with a one-shot impact or crash to announce the new phrase. And if you want the track to feel even more alive, try a call and response. Stop the drums, but answer it with one quick dry element, like a snare flam, a single ride hit, or a tiny vocal chop. Keep it mostly dry so the contrast with a return tail stays clear. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't just mute the whole group and call it a stop. Muting can kill things in ways you don't intend, and depending on routing it can feel abrupt in the wrong way. Automating the drum bus volume gives you a clean, controllable cut. Don't leave low end in the reverb return. If your reverb is carrying subs or low mids, your drop will feel smaller and muddier. High pass is non-negotiable. Don't let the delay be super bright and super wide. Bright repeats can fight your hats and snare, and wide tails can smear in mono. Filter the delay and keep the width disciplined. And finally, make sure your stop lands exactly on the transient. DNB timing is everything. Zoom in. Place the cut right on the grid, right on the hit. Now, a couple fun upgrades you can try if you want more flavor, still beginner-friendly. One is a freeze-like tail without resampling. On your reverb return, automate the decay to jump way higher at the stop, like from 1.5 seconds up to 6 or even 10 seconds, then bring it back down before drums return. If you pair that with a gate after the reverb, you can clamp the tail to end exactly when you want. It's like you're suspending the room in midair for a moment. Another is a band-limited stop. Instead of fully cutting the drum bus, automate an EQ on the drum bus. Do a telephone-style band pass around 500 Hz to 3 kHz, or do a ghost hats effect by high-passing up to 4 to 8 kHz. The groove disappears, but a thin slice remains, which builds tension. And one more, if you want the silence to feel intentional even with minimal tails, add a stop whoosh layer. Put a short noise sample on an audio track, high pass it around 300 to 600 Hz, and send it heavily to your reverb and delay. That whoosh fills the gap without stealing low-end space. Alright, mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM with a break and maybe a snare layer. Add return a dark verb and return B dub delay. Create two stops. Stop 1 at bar 4 using a reverb bloom. Stop 2 at bar 8 using a delay throw. Keep the silence short at first. Try a quarter note stop. Then try a half bar stop for more drama. Export it and listen like a DJ would. Do the tails feel clean and controlled? Does the drum comeback feel heavier because of the contrast? Let's recap. A break stop hits hardest when the dry drums cut cleanly, but your returns keep the energy alive. Use return tracks for reverb and delay tails, and automate sends for blooms and throws right before the cut. Keep returns mix ready with high pass EQ, a bit of compression, and a limiter for safety. And play stops at 4, 8, or 16 bar boundaries so they feel like part of the arrangement, not a random glitch. If you tell me what substyle you're going for, jungle, liquid, rollers, euro, minimal, I can suggest a specific stop recipe, tail length, filter ranges, and exactly where the silence should land to match that vibe.